You're listening to Business Lunch with Roran Frazier. This is your seat at the table. Hi guys, it's Darren here. And today's episode is actually a real live business lunch. So you are literally sitting at the table with Roland as he talks with Mike Kennings. Mike is the 13-time number one best-selling author and winner of the Marketer of the Year award. And today, we're talking strategies of how to make more money with less customers.
Hey, this is Mike Kennings, and I'm here with my good friend Roland Frazier,
right here.
We were just talking today. We were talking smart about this big illusion of, oh, I have to have a lot of customers in order to make money, and I have to have a big list. So we talked about a big list myth bust. And what we've learned, and this is coming from Roland and I frequently get together, and we arrive at the same conclusion at about the same time. It's interesting. And he just finished doing a project where he earned over $1 million over the past month using a simple strategy of fewer customers, more money. And we've noticed something together lately, which is the day of selling digital information products is becoming more and more challenging. The cost to get customers it's more expensive. And frankly, building and growing a business like that is more complex. It hasn't gotten easier despite the fact that there are better tools,
correct,
and better technology.
Correct.
So the question to ask yourself is, let's say, for example, just use round numbers. If your objective is to earn, let's say, $1 million extra than you are right now.
Most people just want 10,000 a month, though.
10,000 right? a month, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's do the old 100,000. So
yep.
If it was 100 grand, it's really easy to go, well, you know, in the old days, you'd say, well, I need 10,000 people to give me $100, for
right.
example. And
right.
I'd be like, how about one person giving you 100 grand?
Right.
And it's all about getting the right message, the right offer in front of the right audience. And what you've been doing that I think is particularly interesting is the fewer customer strategy. So I'll have you tell your story, because
sure.
it's pretty darn interesting.
We had a gentleman named Jesse Itzler who founded JetSuites and sold it to Warren Buffett. Then he did Zika coconut water and sold it to Coca-Cola. And now he's doing a thing called No Breads, and I'm sure he's going to sell that for a gazillion dollars. And I was talking to Jesse with one of our companies, and he said the CEO of the company was saying, we just need more customers. We need more of these people, and this is investors. We need more people who are investing in these properties, these real estate properties that we've got. And Jesse said, actually, you need fewer customers. You don't need 1,000 customers or 2,000 customers to invest $100,000. You need 30 or 15 family offices to invest $30 million, and then you've got everything you need forever. And the same thing is true with any business. Like taking care of a lot of customers is a pain in the butt. Taking care of high dollar customers is actually much easier. And we had a saying that a crappy little deal is every bit as tough to do $1 million deal as it is to do $100 million deal, because you have to do the same amount of due diligence. And it's the same thing with customers. To get $100,000 customer or a $10,000 customer versus getting a $10 or $20 customer it's about the same amount of effort to set it all up. And in the end, you only need one.
I've been teaching a little strategy. I call it the money phone strategy. The quick summary is you just go through your phone and you scroll through people that you had every intention of reconnecting with and following up with, and you forgot. You can re-engage them just by sending a short text message, right? And then you send them a video proposal. And then, interesting, I had someone recently came in. His name's Ken. He's from Japan. That's not his real first name. And I got a video from him one day, and he said, yeah, I used this little strategy. Well, he closed a $60,000 deal.
That's awesome.
And then I just saw him. He came back to the studio like a month ago, and he says, I raised my prices. I closed two $98,000 deals.
That's great.
And the point, again, getting back to this whole thing, is you don't need a list. You don't need a shopping cart. You don't need a team. You don't need a complicated business at all to sell big ticket programs and products. And it's easy to look and say, well, Roland and Mike are special because, and I'm telling you, we're not special at all. What we did is we just put the right offer in front of the right person.
But wait a minute, wouldn't you have rather had 10,000 $10 deals instead of that 100,000?
The worst thing ever. How about 10,000 pain in the rear ends? Could say it another fouler way, but you know, the more customers, more problems.
Yep.
And I don't think it's more money, more problems. It's more customers, more problems.
Yep. Yep.
Have the right fit, and people who spend more money have a reasonable, realistic expectations and are not desperate. And the last thing you need are 10,000 desperate people, or 1,000 desperate people, or 100 desperate people.
Yeah.
If you have 10 right fit people, you can easily have a nice $1 million business. And creativity gets you in more trouble You don't want to innovate yourself out of or create your way out of a problem. You want to simplify your way out of a problem and into a business you really love. That's my big takeaway for this one.
Yeah. So just think about that. It's like thinking contrarian can be a really good thing and simplify and also make your life significantly easier in the process. Think about this. How could you make the income that you're making right now with 90% fewer customers? Just ask yourself that question.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. For more information and show notes, go to digitalmarketer.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.